Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Most Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. First off, my apologies for not posting more this week. It's been pretty hectic. I told you guys in my Monkey Man review, go check that one out if you haven't already, that I had some car issues that really messed up my whole scheduling. So I'm like way behind in my theater watching. And I thought I would get caught up this weekend, but I got my vehicle back with the exact same issue. So it's right back in the shop. So I'm not sure when I'm going to get to the new Omen or if I can get to the new titles this weekend, but I'll look at the bright side. With no vehicle, I'm stuck depending on rides, and I hate to depend on people for stuff. So most likely, for the most part, I'm going to be homebound except for, you know, stuff that I have to do, homebound most of the weekend. So I'm going to write and record multiple episodes so I can at least get ahead of the streaming stuff. So let's start out with one of these random movies I saw on Shudder. And if you don't know what Shudder is, it's a streaming service that focuses on horror thriller movies, which, you know, as my vets know, that's my favorite genre. And there's a lot of excellent content on there, including their originals. I really haven't seen a bad original yet. So if you enjoy horror thrillers, you might want to check out a Shudder subscription. Anyway, I picked this one out because the poster art and the title just looked interesting. Didn't even bother to read what it was about. It's called Baghead. Now, could that be code for something or literal based on the cover art? Which is it? Well, what is this one about? Now, we start out with the man in this rundown pub having a conflict of conscience. I mean, he starts recording this tape and he's explaining he is going to try and settle things tonight. And I mean, the tape's for his daughter. And if his daughter's actually watching this tape, it means he failed. And now she's going to be responsible for what's in the basement. Spoiler free, he lays out some rules and, you know, then we see what happens to him. Then, you know, the daughter, we see her somewhere and she's evicted from her apartment. She gets a call about her father dying and she has to come and settle his affairs. She arrives and is advised he left, you know, her this pub. But he made arrangements with the lawyer to actually sell it. She decides to check it out and spend the night. A strange man shows up and offers her a large sum of money to see what's in the basement. Turns out whatever is in the basement allows you to speak with the dead. Now, she doesn't believe him, but he offered a lot of money, so why not? Why not go ahead and go through with this? And that's where I'll actually stop. From there, she does and decides to stay and try to work this situation to her advantage, not knowing she's going down a similar path as her father. So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 29% on 28 reviews on the Rotten scale, with the audience at 32% on less than 50 reviews. But what did I think? Well, let me get to these positives. I enjoyed the setup quite a bit, even though everything's explained before that first trip in the basement. There was still this unknown element since I wasn't sure exactly what I was going to see or how they were going to carry out this talking to the dead thing. I was all set to be disappointed because they kind of built it up, but I was pleasantly surprised by that initial execution. They lay out the rules, more on that later, and you see how it plays out, and there's early clues on how things can go horribly wrong using this woman or creature, shapeshifter thing, whatever that is. How you never really know what you're getting into and the illusion of control you have. The creature design was also pretty solid. They did have a few jump scares, but again, they were not excessive with it, and it did provide some organic scares as well. And while I assumed what would happen with the creature, and I was right, it did happen, you know, what I thought was going to happen, they did throw an additional detail in how that played out, which was unexpected, you know, and I always appreciate, you know, the unexpected in these types of movies. But there are some negatives to deal with. There is just a lot of exposition here, just chunks of things being explained. They really needed some more creative writing to kind of get the details across or maybe even simplified things, which, you know, was my next critique. They keep adding more and more rules and caveats that they really overcomplicated everything by the end. In this case, less would have been more. and would have proved to be a better focused narrative. It actually kind of ruins the scares as you're sitting there trying to remember all the rules and details of the investigation to kind of focus in on the moment. I don't want to beat this one up too much, but let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, I did. I disagree with both the critic and the audience. I will put this one right at a 65% on the Rotten scale. I don't know what their issue was with this one. I don't agree with, some of the critiques they had. I understand, the criticism that I actually listed here. With the exception of the acting, someone mentioned the acting piece of it. But those first 35, 40 minutes was really strong in setting up what was to come. Yes, the execution fell apart by the third act, but not enough to totally dismiss it like they did. And while, talking to the dead, again, that's not an original thing to do in these kinds of movies. How they went about it and the kind of rules that were set up that you had to accomplish. And then the fact that once you did all the stuff, you really wasn't sure how that was going to come back to you. I did like that. That was pretty original the way they had that. So I say definitely check this one out. Put this one in your queue and file it away and watch it one of these nights. With that being said, I'll close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. And thank you for the support again. I appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your patience. I do see the numbers are still running up, even though I hadn't posted a lot in this last week. But like I said, I'm going to make up for it this weekend. I'm posting several podcast this weekend and also several TikTok videos, which I haven't had a chance to shoot any of those recently, but I've written a whole bunch of stuff. I just haven't had a chance to get it done. But with me being stuck in the house, I'm pretty much going to be getting a lot of this work done. So, and actually update, I might actually be able to see the new movie this weekend. Well, there's several I wanted to see, but I can narrow it down to the really big one that's currently sitting in the 90% range on the Rotten scale. But I'm not going to tell you what that is. You got to come back and listen to the next episode to know what I'm talking about. So anyway, thank you once again. I appreciate you guys, and I'll see you next time. Peace.